Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
As soon as she knew she'd won the Olympic wrestling gold, Tamira Mensah Stark did something that used to be pretty unremarkable. A lot of Olympic athletes did it. Nobody thought anything of it. Today, it's a statement, which shows you how far we've come. She was looking at the board. She knew, she saw her score. She knew she'd won. She had the gold. And her eyes fill with tears. And she immediately grabs an American flag and drapes it around her shoulders. I'm getting choked up talking about it. And it feels so good to watch that. Yes, because she's black, but more importantly, because she's an American. And her love for her Lord and her country just spilled right over in a way that I can't watch it without choking up every time. It used to be the way Americans won gold medals on the world stage.
Last question for you. That American flag around your shoulders looks pretty good. How does that feel to represent your country like this?
It feels amazing. I love representing the U.S. I freaking love living there. I love it. And I'm so happy I get to represent USA. Love it. Well, just by the grace of God, I'm able to even move my feet. Like, I just leave it in his hands. And I pray that all the practice, that the hell that my freaking coaches put me through, pays off. And every single time it does.
What does this mean for the popularity of the sport and for all the young girls out there that are going to see you and feel inspiration?
It means that they see someone like themselves on that podium, someone like Helen on that podium, showing them just because you're a female, it doesn't mean you can't accomplish the biggest of goals. And the being an Olympic champ is one of the hardest things I have ever done in my entire life.
In today's culture and environment, that was an extraordinary act of unselfishness. One we so rarely see. Because in those moments, she made a decision. Had she dissed her country, crossed her arms, done that kind of thing? Are you kidding me? She'd be up for all the endorsement contracts with all the right companies. She'd be invited to all the right places to rub elbows with all the right people, making all the right connections to lead back to the book deals, and you know how it goes. But in an instant, she threw it all away. That's what I wanted to point out. That's why this moved me so much. There was a tremendous price for what she did. Nike will never come calling. She'll never be featured in those national commercials where they line up all the liberal icons, women who have achieved stuff, yes, but are liberal, as an example for young girls. Doing what she did with the flag, the love of God and country, the pride in her country that just spilled out of every pore. She's done. Oh, she'll get coverage again if she comes back for a second Olympics. That was her first Olympics performance. But you won't see her on TV. You won't see her hawking major brands. She won't get the multi-million dollar deals. I'd love for somebody to put a price on what she did and what it cost her. What it will cost her in lifetime endorsement earnings to give the credit first to her God and her country. Now contrast that with the profound selfishness of others. Others like the women's soccer team, who Americans cheered in their defeat, celebrating those who defeated them. That's how divided this country is. But there's a key thing you need to understand about the women's soccer team. If they truly think this is a place of horror and atrocity, if it's such a place of horror and atrocity and discrimination and unfairness, historical unfairness, that they have to kneel before they play and continue to do that throughout the Olympics, why do they have the jersey on their back? There's a process they can go through to play for another country if they wish. Why do they wear the jersey that they diss every time they kneel? There's a simple reason, and it's the opposite of what we saw from Tamira Stock. They still put on the jersey of this horrid, atrocious place because the companies that have all the high-dollar endorsement deals are, guess what? American. And even if you diss America, you're not getting those deals if you're playing for New Zealand. My point? There's a cost now for loving America and for openly loving God that simply didn't exist even 10 years ago. It gets higher and higher and higher every day in this country. But at a clip so slow, we barely notice what we've lost. And that is what made what she did so profound.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This was the reason we used to watch the Olympics. MSNBC and ESPN both baffled in the last 24 hours on why Americans aren't tuning in. They used to tune in for this kind of joy. They don't want to watch their country dissed. They want to feel good. But where did this come from? How did it go from being so unique for an athlete to just thank her country and God and wrap herself in a flag? What has caused this? The lie. The lie. This is what this podcast is dedicated to combating. The lie that tears us apart. What tears us apart is not real. It's not a growing problem. There's not a large dividing gulf ever expanding. It's going the opposite way. That lie is largely based on the idea that this is a horrible, atrocious, racist, patriarchal place. How big has the lie grown? How bad has it gotten? This is one of the most fascinating statistics I've seen on this. This astonishing number comes from the Civil Unrest and Presidential Election Study, published February 21st, 2021. Here's what they found. That half of liberal Americans put the number of unarmed black people killed by police every year at between 1,000 and 10,000. At that level, I'd be in the streets marching with Black Lives Matter. That would be an atrocity. I think we all would be. The real number? Just 13. According to the Washington Post's own database in 2019, just 13 unarmed black men were killed by police. Of course, we don't like that. We don't condone it. It's a terrible thing. We wish it wouldn't happen. But this is not the problem. This has been made to be. In fact, there were over twice as many unarmed whites killed by police than blacks. Almost nobody knows that. Now, here's what's really tearing the country apart. Only 10% of African Americans got that number right. And just 20% of white liberals got the question right. A full 40%, this is shocking, a full 40%, or right around there, of every political category said 10 times that number were shot, around 100 every year. That goes for liberal, very liberal, moderate, conservative, and very conservative. About 40% of each of those groups incredibly believe it's about 100 black men. That would be an atrocity. That's still a huge number. But we haven't seen anything like that since the 1960s. Because on average, the number of unarmed black men shot by police has continued to go down and down and down and down. Yet you'd never know that from tuning into the TV. You'd also never know how much this country has changed in so many ways and so quickly.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In 1958, 94% of whites told the General Social Survey they opposed interracial marriage. Today, it's just 10%. Right now, police shootings overall of African Americans, whether armed or unarmed, resisting or not resisting, are down a full 80% lower than they were in the 1960s. These are incredible numbers. They represent an unbelievable amount of social progress in a relatively short amount of time. Here's how all this has warped Americans' mindsets. A full 95% in the study I told you about, the Social Construction of Racism study by the Manhattan Institute, a full 95% of black people believe young black men are more likely to be shot to death by police than die in a car accident. A shocking 70% of whites believe it, and 53% of black Trump voters. Ditto for even 15% of white Trump voters. By the way, in these studies, the people who got the answers correct demographically were overwhelmingly Republican or Trump supporters. They're simply more informed. They get real news. And then, because of that, they don't hate their country. My point is simply this. None of this is a reflection of people's dislike for the actual America, only a reflection of their reaction to the lies about America. And what does it say? That they have to tell so many lies about America to get people to hate it, because the truth simply doesn't. Thank you for listening to today's edition of the Battleground America podcast. Please subscribe and share with friends and family everywhere.
Oh, vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.